fact, it's just the opposite, and the wind has been strong, but now it's getting...
It's getting weak as it's passing on over, wind getting quiet.
Now, on a morning in the fall, when you go outside, if you find it's cold, but it's not too cold, you know, it's the kind of weather you like, you'd say this morning is rather...
It's rather cool. Nice, pleasant morning. Kind of cool.
If it's kind of cold, but it's nice, you might say it's what outside? It's kind of...
Well, it's kind of, you would call it kind of chilly out there.
If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you'd say, last night we had a what?
Oh, last night we had a frost.
Uh-huh.
Cold frost.
If it was so cold last night that the lake down there, you know, was iced, you would say the lake what?
We had a freeze last night. The lake froze. That ice on the water.
Uh-huh.
Freeze.
And you would say the lake did what?
The lake water froze last night on the lake.
Now, if it gets much colder tonight, the pond might do what?
It gets me a pond and freeze. Have a freeze.
And it had done what before I got there? You might say the lake had done what?
The lake had froze before you got there.
If we were out in the front room, the room out there, we would say we were sitting in the what?
We were sitting in the front, or in the living room.
Or what else might you call that? What else have you, what other names have you heard it called besides living room?
In the den, or the kitchen.
You call the living room the kitchen?
No.
But I'm
sitting
saying.
In the living room.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying, well, have you ever heard the living room call anything other than just living room? Do you always call it the living room?
Call it the living room by the front room. It's living room. It's called the living room.
Uh-huh.
They got one room they call a den, and that's your guest room or your living room.
Now, speaking of rooms and their heights, you know, the height of the wall, you'd say this room is about nine...
About 9 feet. In the wall.
Uh-huh. You'd say it's about what now? You'd say this room is about...
This room by 9 feet.
Okay, now I'd like for you to name those rooms for me that you just drew. Name the parts that you just drew. All right, now this is your what?
Office.
And this is...
First one, that's on the left of the house, left side.
All right, speak up
now. West, on the west side there, the house is that place is the office.
All right, here.
And then next is the bedroom.
And?
Another second bedroom and third bedroom.
Okay, and
fourth
this right
room
here?
Is the bath.
Oh, the bath. Okay,
bath.
Now.
Then you have the porch.
Uh-huh.
And the living room.
Uh-huh.
And the dining room.
And
the kitchen.
All right, great. All right, now the smoke would come up through what?
The smoke would come up through the chimney.
All right. Now, the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace here is what? To call the what?
Yeah, call it the firehouse.
All right. And what do you call the front of an old-fashioned stove?
Call it the apron.
Huh. Now, in the fireplace, the thing you lay the wood across is called the
call
what?
Call it grate, wood grate.
Anything else?
Oh, fine. Great, and some people call them fine.
Uh-huh. Now, up above the fireplace, the thing up there that you set your vases and things on is called?
It's
called what now?
Well, they call it a mantle.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
They used to call it a